in Chadami, over Teicha Asara Pligi. And the Machlokes says where you're throwing it through within 10 Tfachim of the Rishus Rabin that has a Shem Rishus Rabin to it. So Drashi with Teich Yud. Dino Lamalam Yud, because if you throw it, Lamalam Yud, if you're in one Rishus Yachid, you're throwing it across the street. Now when it's going across the Rishus Rabin, if it would be higher than Yud Tfachim, is Lav Avi Rishus Rabin move. Like we spoke about last time, that more than Yud Tfachim high is not considered like Rishus Rabin. Ela Avi Mokim Turu. But if Kluta Lekka, there wouldn't even be a Shiloh from Kluta. Kluta means the Chaytif is going through a Rishus Rabin. It's in the Avir or the air of the Rishus Rabin. So the Kiva says that's considered as if it landed on the ground. So you want to say it's Chita Tarabba, that's the Machoikis, Yumorom, for me, boy, the Rabba had this for Shiloh. The boy, Rabba cleared a Shiloh. Lomatim Yud Pligi. Where is the Machoikis, Chachomim and Rabbi Kiva? In this case, we throw from one Rishus Yachid into another Rishus Yachid, and it's going through Rishus Rabin. Do we say the Machlokes is we're going Lamat in Miyut Pligi, then of all Pligi, what's the Machlokes, like we're saying, Rabbi Kiva, Sava Kluta Kamish Unchadami, Rabbon and Savri Leyam in the Kluta Kamish Unchadami. They don't hold from this form of Kluta. So therefore you made Yakir in Rishus Yachid, and it landed in another Rishus Yachid, Shikti Yapotter. But according to this tzad, if you would throw the chayfetz above Yud Tfachim of the Avi Rishus Rabin, so it went through like an Avi Mokim Ptur, is the Kuliyama is Potter, Divri Hakko Potter, and what's the Kiddush now? The Kuliyama Lo Yafin and Zorik Mimoshit. You did not learn out the Malacha of Zorik from the Malacha of Moshit. Moshit is handing. You hand from one to another. Now in the Mishkan, they used to hand the kroshim of the Mishkan from one agola to another agola. They used to have wagons, and the people on this wagon would put a kerish, and they want to pass it down, they would pass it down from this wagon to the next wagon. So, and the wagon itself was more than Yud Tfachim high. So the person was standing on this wagon, and he would put hand it over to the person standing on this wagon. That's called the Malacha. So your Moshit from this Rishus HaYachid, through a Rishus HaRabin, into another Rishus HaYachid, Yechayim. That's the Malach of Moshit. Now Moshit is even the Malam Yud Tvachim, even though it's the Malam Yud, that's called the Malach. So we're going now, Zorik, though, everybody holds Lo Yafina Zorik and Moshit. Only in the Mishkan they handed, the Kroshim were heavy pieces of wood, so you used to hand it from one person to another person. That's the Malachim. But if you take something and just throw it, they didn't throw the Kroshim in the Mishkan. Therefore, throwing, you have to come on to Rishus HaYachid, to Rishus HaRabin. But here we throw from one Rishus HaYachid into another Rishus HaYachid, everybody holds your potter. That's this tzad. If you'd be throwing it l'mala miyud, you'd zichah be potter. Even though there's a meleches moshit, moshit is only when you hand. Well, we'll soon see one Rashi.
Wait.
What?
So
what?
So even if they're passing, but it's never
leaving,
it's never going into
the Mishkan. Yeah, that's a malacha that they did in the Mishkan. That they handed from Rishus HaYachid through Rishus Rabim into another Rishus HaYachid Yechayim. Nothing to do with the fact that it landed in Rishus Rabim. Just the fact that it passed through it, Yechayim. That's a new mitzvah of a malacha Moshit. So we're saying now we do not learn out Zerich from Moshit. That's only Moshit when you hand it. But if you're here, you're throwing the chayfetz, everybody holds your pocket. That's one shayla. That's the way it did in the Mishkan.
This one says.
Yeah, right. The Malam Yud in the Mishkan. Avlamali the Vakapotel couldn't look at the merchant. I Dilma is at Gumarne. I Dilma, Rabbi Shalom was like this. I Dilma, Lamalami, listen, I Dilma, Lamalami Yud Pligi. The Machlokes Fakep, we are throwing it Lamalami Yud. As you're standing in Rishus HaYachid, and you're throwing it higher up Lamalami Yud, leaning into the next Rishus HaYachid. Overall, Pligi, this is the Machlokes. You do learn out the Malachas Zorik from the Malachas Moshit. Since in the Mishkan, they used to hand pieces of the Kroshim of the wood of the Mishkan, Lamala Meyud, they handed it from one Agola, one wagon, which was Rishus HaYachid, to another wagon, which is also Rishus HaYachid. But since in between was Rishus HaRabim, Yechayid, so Kevikiva, who was it if you throw? If you throw from Rishus HaYachid into another Rishus HaYachid, Yechayid. As even though the Akira is in the Rishus HaYachid and the Anoch is in the Rishus HaYachid, still Yechayiv. Rabbon and Tzavrino, Lo Yalfin and Zorik Mimoshit. We do not learn out Zorik Mimoshit. In the Mishkan, they only used to pass the Kroshim. Moshit means your hand, from one hand to another hand, but not Zorik. They never threw something to Malam Yud. So that's the machlokes of the Kiyuv and the Rabbonim. What will be our lamatzim miyut? But on this tzad, what's going to be if they throw it lamatzim miyut? It could be divrei hakol chayiv. Everybody holds you chayiv, because everybody holds you'd say the svara kluto kemishun kadomi. So rather have a shiloh. What's the machlokes of the Kiyuv and the Rabbonim? Is the machlokes lamatzim miyut? Did you say kluto? Or no, the machlokes is lamatzim miyut. If you learn out zurich from Moshe. For that this tzad, everybody holds lamata, you would say kluta kemishun kadami. My time is a tomorrow, I'm ringing kluta kemishun kadami. Of course, everybody would say that tomorrow. So like us was saying, Rabbi says for pshitas, that we only go according to Rabbi Kiva. Mashmim, the machlekes says lamata neyud, and if you say kluta or not, so tomorrow nechnami, hold like kash, it's not shver. Vosa di boy, first Rabbi had for shayla, he was masufik, what this machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbonim, is the machlekes where they throw it from Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid through Rishus Rav? Is the machlekes they throw is Lamala Miyud, or else the machlekes they throw only Lamata Miyud? So the Mora Hoda afterwards Ishutalei, he himself was poshuted. The Sava Rabbi Kiva Kluta Kemishun Chadami, that Rabbi Kiva holds no, it's only a machlekes when you throw it Lamata Miyud. And everybody holds if you throw it Lamala Miyud, you'd be potter, because you don't learn out Zurich throwing from Moshe handing one to the other. Machlokes here is when you throw it lamatim miyud through the avir of Rishus HaRabim. That the Kiva holds a new svara when it goes through the avir, it's kamei kishun chadami, as if it landed on the ground for a second and then it went further. That's why you chayiv. And the Rabbanim say no, it's never considered like it landed in the Rishus HaRabim. So you made yakir in Rishus HaYochid and it landed halach in Rishus HaRabim. In such a case, you put it. Such Rashi. The teich you saw directly Moshe's Rashi. He will be moishit by handing the Rishus HaYochid, the Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus Rabin through Rishus Rabin, Afilu Lamala, Afilu Lamala, even on top, Miyud. Kaim Lam Perek HaZorik, Gemara says later in Perek HaZorik, Tichayit, Ki Yalfinan Mi Agolah Shal Midbar. We learn out from the Agolas, from the wagons in the Midbar. Shemoshita Nesakroshim Izuluzu. They used to hand the Kroshim from one wagon to another wagon. The wagon itself was Rishus HaYochid. It was Lamala Meyud, the wagon. Ubeinayim, in between one wagon to another wagon, was Rishus HaRabim. They didn't throw the Kroshim. Shleyas Kalkalu, you don't want the woods to break or to be miskalkal. So the Malacha they did in the Mishkan was called Moshit. You used to hand from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. So the case of the Yechayim. Even though, of course, Chiddush Kurtz of Life Shnaim Shasu, we'll see later the kashas on this. But that's the way you did it in the Mishkan, and for that you chayiv. So the shalom is, though, we say, you don't run out Zurich, though. Zurich throwing, that wasn't in the Mishkan, that way you'll hold your pot. That's where we're coming out. The rabbi was Chita, if you throw it Lamal Meyud, you zicha potter. You don't run out Zurich for Moshe. The machlokes is only when you're throwing it within Yutzfachim of the Rishus HaRabim, it's going through the Avir of the Rishus HaRabim, so the Kiva holds this new Svara, Kaluta Kemishuncha, when it comes into the Avir, into the air of the Rishus HaRabim, it's fitted like it landed. So it's called Yemeid Hanocha. So according to the Kiva, Pshiti Yisi do not need a Mokam Dalad Adalit, because this landing, this so-called Lumbisha landing, is not called like it really landed on the Chosh of a Mokam Dalad Adalit. So Mela, our Mishnah that says, when the Oni stick his hand inside the house and took a piece of bread out of the Balabas's hand, is Chayiv, it's called, he made the Akira from Rishus HaYochid and put it down outside, is Chayiv, goes according to the Kiva. But the question was, the Balabas's hand is not Dal Dalit, so why when you take it out of his hand by Yechayiv, it wasn't Munich and Makam Dal Dalit? The Torah says, our Mishnah goes according to the Kiva. That you did not need this Chosh for Makam Dal Dalit. For the Gemara, that's still not good. For the Gemara, the Dilma, you only have a Raya, Hanocha Huduloi Boy. Maybe you only see, according to Rabbi Kiva, you do not need Hanocha, a Choshev Mokam Dal Dalit. Abu Akira Boy? Maybe an Akira you would need. Maybe to be accurate, to start the Malachim, there's the Chepetz Mekhila has to be called its Munach, it's resting in a place. And you're being accurate from that Mokam. So when you take it out of a Mokam, maybe that's what it has to be, Mekhila and a Choshev Mokam Dal Dalit. And that we don't have in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the Balabas is holding the bread in his hand, and now the person, the only outside, sticks his hand in and takes it out of the Balabas' hand. So why Yechayah, the Balabas' hand is not Dal Dalit? And maybe for Nakiri you need Dal Dalit. You only see Rabbi Kiva's Nekel by the Hanochah. Rabbi Kiva's case was you picked it up from Rishus HaYochid, that was Dal Dalit, and you threw it through the Shus HaRabim. So you see, it's called munach. You don't need dalad dalad. But maybe the akira is more chashuv than the anocha, because an akira is called you're starting the melacha. We don't say it stands because the whole yisoid to say you should need dalad dalad, because the pasuk al yetsa ish nimkoymoi. And usually a mekoymoi shaladim is dalad amos. Usually your place is called dalad amos. So the makor turned out from is from the akira. Al yetsa other means don't go out from your rishus yachid, means don't make the akira from your house to walk out to rishus rabin. That's the most kasha. Maybe it's more mistavro that an akira has to be in a choshev mokim. You have to take it out of a choshev place where it was resting in a mokim dal dal. And the chanami of Kiva says the anocha could be even kluta. The anocha could be put it down in somebody's hand. That would be good. You'd be chayiv. But the shalom is, how does the Mishnah say that even for the akira you chayiv? Maybe for the akira, according to everybody, should have to have a choshev mokim. That mechilu the chayfas had to be resting in a choshev a place dal dal, and then you make an akira from that mokim. But a shver the Mishnah, when the chayfas was in the balabas's hand, why would the oni outside fix his hand and takes it out of his hand? Is he chayiv? He didn't take it from a mokim dal dal. For the Marv Duma Machu Dumoy boy, or the Hakira boy, maybe even a crunch of Kiva, you have to have an Akira from the Makam Dal Dalid. So it's still Shver Al Mishnah. El Zaki Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosef, who does Al Mishnah go like that will bring a Rai? Even the Akira doesn't have to be from a Khosh from Makam Dal Dalid, Homani Rebbe. Al Mishnah goes like Rebbe. So the Gemara, hi Rebbe, which din of Rebbe do you have a Raya that Akira does not have to be from a Khosh from Makam Dal Dalid? Eli Mahotanya, this din. Zorak, if somebody was standing in the Rishus Rabin and he threw it, Dalad Amos in Rishus Rabin, now usually that's a new type of a melacha. If you throw Dalad Amos in Rishus Rabin and it lands in Rishus Rabin, you're also chayim. Who was it if you maver Dalad Amos? You pick a chayvat up in Rishus Rabin and you walk Dalad Amos and put it down, you're chayim. Who was it if you throw it Dalad Amos, you're chayim Rishus Rabin. Here the case was Zorak, v'nach agabe ziz kolshu. And landed on a ziz. A ziz means a piece of wood sticking out of a building. Like a small piece of wood, which was not dalad adalad. It was a very small piece of wood sticking out. So Rebbe Mechayif, Rebbe says Yechayif. So again, you see that you do not have to have the anoch and a mokum dalad adalad. Because this ziz kolshu is only a kolshu. It's only a small piece of wood sticking out in the Rishus Rabin. So Rebbe says was sticking out less than Yutzvachim. So it's called now was Munach for Rishus Rabin. Yechayif according to Rebbe. But Chavim Petrim, Chavim say Yepoter, Poshet they hold, it's not called a Mokom Dal Dal Dal, therefore Yepoter. So our Mishnah go according to Rebbe. So the Gemara name, there's no Rai at all from this case. Hosun to the boy Lumeim Lekamon, Kid Yabaya. If you want to say later, we'll say it in Bav Ches, the way Yabaya answered this Gemara. The Yomar Abaya, Hocha, what are we talking about? The Elon, the tree, Hoimid Rishos HaYochid. It's the bark of the tree, the ground of it is Rishos HaYochid. The noifoy, the branches of it, noitl Rishus Rabin. The branches come out sticking into Rishus Rabin. The zorak v'nacha noifoy. If you were standing Rishus Rabin and you threw a dal damas and it landed now on a small branch of this tree, which is Rishus Rabin. Right. Is the Rebbe, sub Rebbe holds Amrinon, shad your noifoy v'asa ikroy. So Rashkron's Asmaris, we say the branch goes after the ikra tree. Since the ikka, the bark of the tree, is the choshev amokim, that is dalad adalid, even though this branch coming out of it is a small branch, it's not dalad adalid, we're machshev this top mokim as if, just like the bottom, is the choshev amokim, and all the branches coming out of that mokim is also called the choshev amokim. So Nail is called was munach Rishus HaRabin on a choshev amokim. If you say shadya, we put, noifoy, the branch is vos ikroy. You give the branch the same thing as the ikra of the tree. Rabbonin, Sav Rabbonin say no. Lo yavrinon shad yinoifoy bos yikroi. We don't say this svara that we put the noifoy bos yikroi. Therefore, the small branch where it landed on is not dal da dalid. So come and say yipoter. That's why yipoter. But it's no riot to our Mishnah. Because even according to Rebbe that says yichai, it is not the pshat Rebbe holds you don't need a mokum dal da dalid. The pshat is you have a mokum dal da dalid. That since the ikka, the bark of the tree, is dalad dalad, he holds the svara, all the branches that come out of this bark is also like a choshev makom dalad dalad. Mashenkin al Mishnah, where just the balabas is holding the bread in his hand, even the ikka, the feet of a person, is not dalad dalad. The man himself is not called a choshev makom dalad dalad, he himself. And his hand for sure is not dalad dalad. That's still shver the Mishnah. Why, when the balabas is holding the chayfas in his hand, why do we say yichayah, the one that takes it out of his hand is not dalad dalad? Such Rashi, Zorak Mirishus HaRabin,
Mitchilas Dalid Lisoyev Dalid. You threw something in Rishus Rabin through Dalid Amos, so therefore you should be Chayiv. V'naach Agabe Ziz. It landed on a small piece of wood. Mikol Eitz Hayetzim in Akoisa. Usually Ziz means a piece of wood sticking out of the wall. Kori Ziz, that's called a Ziz. Is Rabbi Mechayiv Alma Deloy Boy Hanach Amokam Dalid? You see, you don't need a Mokam Dalid. The Moritz says no. We go like Abaye says later that the Svari Shadya Noifoy Bosi Ikri. You put the branches, both to the ik of the tree, the heavy is a trashi, kemunach rishus rabin. It's still considered like it's munach rishus rabin, al mokam dalet. That this branches now has a chshivas like a mokam dalet dalet. Why? The ikur mechashav le noif. That since the bark of the tree, the bottom, is a chashav a mokam dalet al dalet, that makes all the branches that come out of that bark also a chashav a mokam. So it landed on the bar, on the branch, all the way up there, which is in Rishus Rabin. It's considered, Rashi says, like it landed Rishus Rabin, just it has the mile as if it's Dalet al Dalet.
Isn't that a case of Moshe? So in the Mishnah. So this is a case of Zorik. We said Zorik now.
We're not talking about Moshe.
I understand, but isn't our Mishnah a case of Moshe?
Just so. Our Shiloh is now you need a Mokim Dalet al Dalet. What's the difference?
Nakira. Yeah, but Zorik Moshe Glaelfino, that's what we said.
After something else, that's how you do in the Melacha. The Shal Zakira, the Mishnah's not Moshe to Mishnah. The Mishnah is called Nakira. You took it out from here, from Rishus Yochid, and you put it to Rishus Rabin. That's not Moshe. That's called you made Nakira. You carry something from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. Moshe is something else. Moshe you put from one Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid. Yeah? So, kids, here there's no Raya tomorrow. And by the time there's the cash, even the Havamin is very shver. Because we're only bringing the Raya, according to Rebbe again, that the Hanocha does need Dalet Dalet. We already have Rebbe Kiva that holds you only need Dalet Dalet for the Hanocha. Though cash was, though maybe the Akira needs a Mokam Dalet Dalet. So what was the Havamin of the Chal of the Gemara? The Gemara brings Raya from Rebbe. Rebbe is only talking about again about the Hanocha. Right, so Gemara just answers better. The Gemara says Bechlal, but Rebbe have no Raya at all. According to Rebbe here, when it landed on the branches of this tree, it's considered like a Mokam Dalet Dalet because of the bark. I'll bring you right from a different Rebbe. Titania. Zorak Rishus Rabin Rishus Rabin. Somebody threw from one Rishus Rabin into another Rishus Rabin. So for that alone you'd be potter. If it didn't go Dal Damas in the Rishus Rabin itself, Rishus Yachad Biemsa. The Imam is standing by the end of one Rishus Rabin, then there's a Rishus Yachad, and you throw it over the Rishus Yachad into the beginning of the next Rishus Rabin. Is Rebbe Mechayev. Rebbe holds Yechayev. The Chum and Poitrin. Chum is Sahir Yipotah. The Chum is very good because you made an Akira Bushus Rabin and an Acha Bushus Rabin. You only Chayiv and you have Avorah, Dal Damas. It has to go Dal Damas through the Bushus Rabin. He didn't go Dal Damas through the Bushus Rabin. It went Dal Damas through Rishus Yochid. That's not called Avorah, Dal Damas, Bushus Rabin. The Chum is Sahir Poshir Yipotah. You didn't do any Malachi here. The Rebbe holds Yechayiv though. Why is Rebbe holds Yechayiv? The Yomer Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel Mechayiv Hoye Rebbe Shtayim. Rebbe holds Yechayiv even for two Malachas right now. Achas Mishum Hoytso V'Yachas Mishum Hachnosa. So who the Svar is you say Kluta Kemishun Chadami. As Rebbe holds when you throw it from the Rishus Rabim through the Rishus Yochid, it's considered like it landed in the Rishus Yochid. So you made a Hoytso. You made Hachnosa. You made a Hoytso. From Rishus Rabin, you brought it into the Rishus HaYochid, that's called Hachnosa. First you made Hachnosa. You were standing Rishus Rabin. You threw it through the Rishus HaYochid. So it sit it like it came into Rishus HaYochid and landed on the floor. You made Hachnosa. Now it's still going weiter to the next Rishus Rabin, and sit it like you made the Akira now. You picked it up again, and it went weiter to Rishus Rabin. That's called you made Hoytzor. That's why you chayef the two. You chayef for the Hoytzor and for the Hachnosa. It's by standing in Rishus Rabin. Throwing it through Rishus Yochid, landing another Rishus Rabin, you chayif it too. So here's a good raya. You see, claw the Akira and the Hanocha is considered through a dinner clue to Kemishun Chadami, which is not called the Chosh Mokam Dal Nadalit. It never really landed in the Rishus Yochid. Just since it went through the Aver of the Rishus Yochid, it's considered like it has a din Munach in this Mokam now, and right as if you picked it up again and you threw it again into Rishus Rabin. So according to Rebbe, he had claw raya. Both the Anochi and the Akira does not need a Chosh V'mokim Dal Dal Dalit. But the Mura Almo, Loi Boi Akira, for Loi Anocha, Mokim Dal Dal Dalit. That's the reason why Yechayiv too here. So the Gemara of Aitin is no rising, you know. Vayitma Lo, we learned on this, Rabu Shmuel Yamatavayu.
Both Rav and Shmuel are both masber. What pshat, Rebbe?